You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Kelly Wallace, thank you for being on the show. You know, I'm always a little trepidatious to talk about stuff like this. I think it's heavy. I have two daughters. You came in and you talked about being abused at a really young age, 1985, being forced to testify against your accuser, who was your grandfather, and basically stand up against the family, your family, who was divided on this thing. You then went to trial for another 3 years over litigation over this whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I was just really touched by the whole story. And now you're out in the world telling your story. You're going to finish up a memoir and help other people who have been traumatized come to terms, maybe. Is that your hopes in telling this story? Is helping people to, because you mentioned that trauma, and I think we're all coming to learn this, at least in my lifetime, how trauma is processed. Older people often ask the question, well, how can you not remember being traumatized until a certain age? I think that was a really difficult thing to process, but maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, in getting my story out, I've always been, because I've been talking about it since I was basically 8 years old, I've always been very free and open with sharing what happened to me, which can be, you know, I think it's only been very recently in the last like 10 years where I've realized how kind of jarring it can be for someone to just hear my story cold. But I think that by sharing my story so openly, it kind of breaks down some barriers in terms of it's a very tough subject to talk about, but it can be talked about openly, I guess, is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, it's really brave. And I think it's important, like you said, that you allow people to step through that without feeling shame or remorse. And trauma is, you know, an interesting thing. I've heard people say things like the brain will only expose us to what we can handle. And I think they're finding out that from trauma research, that we don't experience memories until we're in a position in our lives to handle it, which to me says until you feel emotionally safe or in a place where that you can unpack this stuff. Do you remember when you started to feel safe? Even though you were exposed to a lot of therapy, it sounds like you hit a point later in life where you were actually ready to look at how these events had impacted you as an adult.
I think the moment that I started to feel safe was knowing that I would never, ever have to go back to my grandfather's house at 8. When the custody trial took place several years later, that fear that I may potentially be living with my dad and I would be exposed to him was, I don't have a lot of recall about being scared in my body, but I know that I was scared. And so it was huge relief. That was like the final nail in the coffin when I learned that I would never have to go live with my dad. And that was the final, like, oh, I'm safe now and forever, basically. And I think the conversations about trauma are just starting to see the light of day. I think it's only been in like the last 5 years that we've really started to really look at how trauma affects people.
As adults, like, you know, my thing with trauma typically is it happens to us before we're in a place to really understand it or put it into words, so that it actually lives within who we are and how we react to the world. Then we hit a point in life where our intellect is able to comprehend these events. And then we get to see how that affects us in our everyday living as adults. And then I think that's why it's so important when somebody tells your story or you tell somebody's story and they hear it, they get another affirmation that they're not the only one that has experienced this.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Have you been able to tell your story or hear somebody tell your story back to you in the work you do?
I have not heard my story specifically. Last year, I connected with a woman who is Canadian, and she testified when she was 3 against her mother's boyfriend. I have never met her. I know she's at work on a memoir too, and she lives in Germany. But she is the only person that I know of, I've ever heard of, who has had to testify as a child against their perpetrator. But there are tons of us. I know there are tons of us. But I've met other survivors who have experiences where they were molested as children, and then it's not until they're adults when they really realize what happened and the impact that it had on their growing up.
It's crazy. I've heard recently like 1 in 4 women have been sexually assaulted.
Yeah, that's conservative. It's 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 boys.
Wow. I always wonder, did something happen to me? I can't remember. And I wonder if I'll have a trigger. I don't know that I ever felt unsafe. I just know that that trauma can leak or find itself in me in a way that I'm unaware of. And again, I have two daughters. They're now 22 and 17. And I mean, we want to protect our kids. But I think, you know, it must have been interesting for you because your battle was not only to stop the abuse that was happening in your life, but it became about identifying who was safe and who wasn't safe in your own family.
Yes.
Because your father ended up siding. Do you see your father or your grandfather at all anymore as an adult?
Well, my grandfather died in 1995 of lung cancer. And my dad, had a brief reconciliation with him as an adult for about 5 years. And I actually ended that right before COVID began because we had not laid the parameters in our therapy sessions with our therapist on whether I was going to be believed, whether that was going to be a core tenet of our process.
I see.
And after about 5 years, I decided that it was really, really important for me to have him believe me. And so I hauled him back into therapy after, you know, several years away. And I just point blank said, "Do you believe me?" And he said, "I don't believe my dad was capable." And so all these years later, I could not, in my heart of hearts, reconcile that. And so, unfortunately, I ended that, but I had to be true to myself.
Yeah, good for you. I know that's not easy. And standing up for yourself and creating boundaries for all of us, I think, are difficult. You know, has it been easier for you to create boundaries after making that one in your life?
You know, it actually has. I found that I'm a lot more direct with people and speaking my truth when something is uncomfortable for me. I think, unfortunately, I've not always been very good about, you know, speaking up for myself in my personal life. In my job, I can speak up and advocate till the cows come home. But in my personal life, that's been very challenging. But I think recently it's been easier for me to speak up and say, "Hey, I don't like the way that you're treating me. Stop doing that."
Well, thank you, Kelly, for coming on the show and telling this story. I'm sure we will hear about it when the book comes out.
Laura. Yes.
We'll keep tight on that info. So, and we wish you the best of luck passing on this message so that other people can feel more a part of.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.